Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Thelma Francis, a licensed professional counselor, about her holistic healing retreats. Our guest today is a native of the island of Jamaica. She is a graduate of State University of New York and Bowie State University. She earned her PhD at the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology and her Doctor of Psychology degree at California Southern University. Today, she is the owner and CEO of the Universal Center for Wholeness and Empowered Living People Solutions Incorporated. They provide psychological and spiritual counseling, workshops, seminars, and retreats. These programs counsel, educate, re-energize, and rejuvenate the body, mind, and spirit to change behaviors and to heal and revitalize relationships. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Dr. Thelma Francis. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. It's my
honor and
pleasure to be. Good, thank you.
All right. Well, we know you're busy, Dr. Francis, so we want to get right into it, okay?
Yes.
So tell our listeners, what is the purpose of your holistic healing retreats?
The purpose of our holistic healing retreat is to help people to let go of their emotions and to get in touch with their true self, to let go of anger and behaviors that don't serve them well.
Okay. Now, Dr. Francis, if you're on the speakerphone, go ahead and pick up the phone for me, please, so our listeners can hear you, you know, loud and clear, okay?
Okay.
All right. So who should consider attending one of your retreats?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Who should consider attending one of your retreats?
Anyone can come to our retreats as long as they're feeling some sense of discomfort with themselves or are engaging in behaviors that are not appropriate and is causing tension or stress or feelings of dissension or discomfort within themselves or their loved ones.
How did you start getting into the retreats for your clients in the first place?
Well, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I find that oftentimes people are in emotional state of flux as well as in their relationships. Through a sense of disrespect and not knowing how to communicate appropriately with their loved ones or the people they are in relationship with, it creates a lot of confusion and anger and dissension and disturbances that can be avoided if they are more in touch with themselves and their behaviors.
Okay, well, let's get back to your retreats. How often does your organization host retreats?
We host retreats about 4 times per year.
Okay. Now, 4 times a year, and when are those retreats? Is it winter, spring, summer, fall, or what?
Yes, we try to. We will be doing one, for example, in April, which is more in the springtime, and there will be another one during the early summer, about in June, and another one in September, and another one in about November.
Okay, since April's coming up, what is the date of the one in April?
It's the weekend of the 22nd.
Okay, and how can people register for that one?
Well, they can call me at 678-691-3474.
Okay, we'll give out your information, your contact information later on at the end of the interview. But now, you offer a variety of retreats to choose from. So let's begin with your emotional wellness retreats. Would you please be so kind and tell us what a person could expect from this retreat?
Well, the emotional wellness retreat covers getting in touch with your emotions, understanding what your emotions are. Now, oftentimes, people will find themselves in a state of frustration or hurt, but the first thing they will say, I'm so angry, or I'm raging, or whatever that is. But what we do in helping people to identify what these feelings or emotions are that is causing the anger. Because anger is really a secondary emotion. So oftentimes it's hurt, you're in pain, you're not able to express those feelings or identify them in terms of what they are. And then one will shut down and not talk to their partner for days, or they just withdraw, and then they then leave that alone, and then go on to the next thing, and then a few minutes later or a few days later, the same behaviors are happening again, and they're not paying attention to that.
Well,
so,
Dr. Francis, Dr. Francis, you're saying some great stuff, and I just want to let you know that your phone is fading in and out, so if you could correct that for us, I'm sure our listening audience would greatly appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead with what you were saying.
I'm sorry?
I said go ahead with your response there.
So what we do is to help our clients to understand themselves first, because oftentimes what creates emotional issues is a person not understanding themselves first and providing the intrapersonal skills that they need to deal with themselves and their behaviors, as well as to deal with others. So we focus on that as one of the primary aspects of the education or counseling sessions, that people understand who they are and what kind of behaviors they are demonstrating based on the emotions that they're feeling. So when we can correct that in the individual, then the individual will be able to demonstrate the appropriate behaviors to others.
Okay. So the late Michael Jackson was right. It starts with the man, or in your case, the woman in the mirror.
Exactly. Looking at self first. Yes.
All right. Well, as spiritual beings, your spiritual wellness retreats are sure to put participants in the right frame of mind. Can you elaborate more on why a spiritual retreat would be so beneficial today?
Well, spiritual retreats are beneficial because oftentimes, you know, people are more religious than spiritual, understanding that they are spiritual beings first. And one of the things I help to educate people about is that the portion of us, of who we are,
that is being demonstrated in our physical world, in the life that we live, is the tiniest portion of who we are. So what I help them to do is to see the levels of spirit in terms of the divine being or the universal consciousness or the universal wholeness and understanding what level we are. And then I would help them to understand how to connect with the source of the greater self, of who they are.
Okay. Well, why don't you elaborate a little bit more about the difference between being religious and spiritual?
Okay. Well, being religious is joining a church or a denomination, and religion is really about dogma. You have, in each sect, you have a set of rules that your denomination or your religion are guided by. And they will have control. As Karl Marx said, religion is the opiate of the masses. The difference between religion and your spirituality or being spiritual is allowing yourself to connect with your divine self, your divine being, through your breath. The breath that we breathe is God working in and through us, the Spirit of God working in and through us. And what I teach is to help people to understand that you can allow this breath, through every breath that you take, to allow that spirit, that greater force, to work in and through your life as you, for you, in you, through you.
All right. Well, let's move along and talk about your spa retreat. Now, who couldn't use a spa retreat? Now, is this your most popular retreat, and how many massages are included in this particular spa experience?
Well, we have different kinds of massages. We have shiatsu massage. We have regular holistic massages that would help to release emotional funk, I would call it, and help you to rejuvenate your body and your mind and your spirit, because having a massage, a Reiki massage or a shiatsu massage or a regular other type of massage will just help to release some of the energies, the toxic energies from your body. And that is one of the reasons why when people go to see a masseuse, they feel better, because they're releasing those toxic energy through the process.
So is that why some people cry when they get a massage? Because they're letting out a lot of toxic energy?
Exactly. Now, when they do, for example, a Reiki or a Shiatsu massage, those massages focus on the Eastern philosophies, and there are chakras that oftentimes, when the masseuse touches those areas called chakras, the chakra is releasing that energy, that negative energy, and you can have these massages for pain or emotional wellness. So when the therapist touch that area, yes, sometimes people laugh, and sometimes they cry. And or they may jump, you know, the body just reacts in a way that it jolts or to make that release.
Okay. Well, your couples retreat helps couples shift their relationship back into gear and can help renew and revitalize a relationship. Tell us more about why couples need to sometimes get away from it all and put more focus on understanding each other and themselves.
Yes. Or couples retreat, oftentimes people in relationships
due to a lack of self-respect, which is an intrapersonal skill, lack of communication, lack of respect for others, they get in that state of funk where they're not getting along, or oftentimes there is infidelity, and their arguments, and they are not realizing that their children are absorbing all of the behaviors that they are demonstrating with the arguments and the fussing and all of that that the children are seeing. So what in my experience, what most people do when they have issues in their relationship is to have a roving eye, or they go to seek the other woman or the other man, and they think that that is the solution to their problem. So what I will help them to do, identify what's going on inside of themselves emotionally, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, and socially, that helps to wake them up to see that you are doing this to yourself first, and then it's just spilling over to your partner who you claim that you love. So people who love each other have a sense of respect for self first, and you respect the other. And when you respect yourself and you can demonstrate that in your behavior, then the love, the true love, will come. So when people, you know, we have a tendency to use the words "I love you, I love you, I love you" to solve everything, or just to pacify people, and then we continue with the negative behavior patterns that don't serve us well. And so what we do in this couples retreat is to help them to identify those things that are not working for them, to heal them, and to learn to work together.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Thelma Francis, a licensed professional counselor, about her holistic healing retreats. Well, Doc, what is the overall goal of your past life regression retreat?
Okay, as for me, as a certified hypnotherapist, and I use the word hypnotherapist because it's therapy for me, and because there's a difference between a hypnotist and a hypnotherapist. In the past life regressions, oftentimes people are demonstrating behaviors again that they don't understand, or they are having issues in their relationships. And we explore clinically first what is going on with you in your early childhood or your relationships, and if we cannot find the answer, then we will do hypnotherapy, which is to do regressions, to go into regression. So I don't casually give past regression or past life regression. I don't do it casually. I do a lot of exploration first to find out what is going on in your current life, in your current situation, in your current behaviors, and the behaviors you're demonstrating to your partners or loved ones. And then we would then make a decision that we would do a past life regression. Now, oftentimes in regression therapy, I will give an example of there was a young girl in that came to me. Her parents brought her to me, and she was 14 years old. This young girl was an A student. She was a model child, and she was very good in all of behaviors. And just about when she turned 14, she started having nightmares. And she would get up in the middle of the night, and she would start screaming. And, you know, they took her to their church counselor and all of these, other places, the doctors, and no one could help her. She was still screaming about the same time every night she would wake up and start screaming. So they brought her to me, and after exploring therapeutically and psychologically what might be wrong, and there was nothing wrong. She didn't have there was no diagnosis I could give her from the psychological perspective. And so I said, okay, we're going to do a regression. And so when we did the regression, it so happened that as she opened the door, because we usually go through a door, she found herself waking up with the black smoke all over her. She was in bed asleep, and she couldn't find, she couldn't breathe, and the lights wouldn't come on, and they were screaming and all of that. So it happened that in that past life there was a fire, and she died in the fire, just about the age that she was at this when she turned 14. And so after that process, the next session, it was interesting. Her entire family came, the mother, the grandmother, what did you do to my child? But suddenly she's not screaming anymore. And so I said, well, I didn't do anything to her. I just took her back to another lifetime where she had this experience of being in a fire, and she died in the fire. And now at this same age, because the life journey apparently in that life was not fully resolved, she's now having these experiences. So she never had that experience again. And so we do this type of therapeutic process to really help people to find healing and the help that they need to find peace and to be able to move forward with the current life that they have.
All right. Well, we only have a few minutes left. So tell us, let's talk a little bit about anger, because anger seems to be a huge problem in our society today. How can your redefining anger retreat help with anger issues?
Well, redefining anger is what I touched on that earlier about getting in touch with your emotion and understanding what anger is. Now, oftentimes, people who rage and are always angry may have, once we do the evaluations and explore, is this a hormonal situation, is this a neurological situation, what is causing the anger? And so as we look at the different aspects of the behavior, oftentimes people who get angry a lot are alcoholics or drug addicts, and they rage when their neurotransmitters in the brain are all messed up because of their behaviors. And so not understanding how to express themselves or how to get in touch with those feelings, the first thing they do is to get angry and rage at everybody and put everyone else to the living hell. So
So, in one minute, I'm going to have to cut you off there because I still have another question for you. In 1 minute, in the limited time we have left, please tell us a little bit about your meditation retreat and why meditation is so vitally important for our health.
But meditation is really then getting in touch with who you are as a spiritual being, clearing your mind and allowing that energy force, that divine universal energy force, to work in you, through you, as you, for you. Now, while we cannot see energy, energy is all around us. And it's the thoughts that we think that create the life that we want. So
Dr. Francis, yes. Your phone is kind of fading out again.
Meditating is a way
Dr. Francis, your phone is kind of breaking up again.
Okay. I'm on the cell phone. I can't.
Okay, that's good right there. Whatever you did is perfect.
Okay. So meditating helps us to learn how to get in touch with that inner core, that inner higher self, and allow that inner higher self to work in us, to us, for us, to achieve our goals, to better our life, and to have a great day, any day.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, I came across one of your magazines, and I was very impressed because actually on the cover of one of the magazine was my dentist. And I was really so enthralled that there was a space that I too could have this kind of advertisement. So I think that it is I've been here in Atlanta area for about 6 years, but I've not really had the exposure that I've needed. So that is one of the reasons why I contacted you, to see if I can get my truth out in terms of the work that I do and to help people.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me by calling 678-691-3474, or they may send me an email at drtefrancis@yahoo.com. That's drtefrancis@yahoo.com.
Dr. Francis, can I trouble you to give out that phone number one more time?
The phone number is 678-691-3474.
All right. Thank you. That came through loud and clear. Dr. Thelma Francis, licensed professional counselor and owner and CEO of the Universal Center for Wholeness and Empowered Living People Solutions, Inc. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Sparkplug. I really appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station which shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women in business. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another magnificent job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.